this Tuesday, November 3rd. It's going to be a beautiful day outside, so I hope you make some time to go and enjoy it. As always, there's just some basic guidelines for our practice today. Keep yourself muted. Your video is optional on or off. It's completely up to you. If you have any questions, type them in the chat. And one of our student employees, Laura, is here, and she's going to keep an eye on that. If you have any technical problems, and we will end promptly at 10:15. And as always, just find a quiet and restful place wherever you are. You just need to be able to hear my voice. You don't need to watch the video at all. And whether you're at home or at work, you know, invite others to join us and just be with us during this time. This is your time just to kind of take a break. So we're glad that you're here this morning. As I was reflecting on what practice I wanted to share today, I heard a conversation about a quote by Maya Angelou. And so she writes, "God puts rainbows in the clouds so that each of us, in the dreariest and most dreaded moments, can see a possibility of hope." And this quote really kind of spoke to me right now, and I found this picture of the storm clouds, but there's always a rainbow. And it's election day, and with complete transparency, I'm a little concerned. I'm not concerned about the eventual outcome. I'm concerned about the reaction to the outcome and how people are going to handle it and how our nation's going to handle this. So not going to get political at all. But what I thought about is, what can we do? And what can I do? And I've done everything I feel I can do. So now what can I do? And I remember hearing a quote that came up about the best thing that we can do as individuals is raise our own level of consciousness. And to me, part of that is to be in a loving kindness way. So today we're going to do kind of an adaptation of loving kindness. So as we begin our practice, I invite you to get comfortable. Whether you're sitting, lying down, standing, whatever is your mode of practice, get comfortable in that position. If you're comfortable with closing your eyes, you can do that. Or just gently gaze down and just take a nice cleansing breath in. And release that breath and do it again. Just come into this present moment, knowing that this is a time for you. There's nowhere else to be. There's nothing else to do. Just come into this moment. And again, just get comfortable in your position, feeling your body sink a little bit more into the chair. Whether your feet are on the floor, your hands are by their side, wherever you're comfortable, get into a comfortable position for you. And so we're going to begin with just a brief body scan. So starting at the top of your head, just check in with your body. Move down through your head and into your shoulders, pausing any place you feel a tightness or a tension or any kind of unease. And just pause there for a moment. Take a breath or two. Thank your body for all it does for you. And then move on down. So move down your right arm. And then come back up and move down your left arm. Again, pausing any place that you have any tension or tightness. And then moving down the rest of your body through your core, back, moving down your right leg, moving down your left leg. And again, pausing any place you feel a tension or a tightness, and just continue to relax into this moment, relax into this space. There is nothing else to worry about at this moment. Just be present. This meditation is an adaptation from Sharon Salzberg's Loving Kindness Meditation, who was one of the founders of this practice. And I liked her introduction. It said, "Loving kindness meditation can help you to awaken to how we are all connected. You don't have to like everybody or agree with everything they do, but you can open up to the possibility of caring for them, because our lives are inseparably linked on this planet." So again, just take another breath in and breath out. And we're going to begin our loving kindness practice with ourselves. We need to love ourselves and be kind to ourselves before we can send that out into the rest of the world and interactions we have. So again, I want you to picture yourself in your mind's eye right now. Whatever picture comes to mind is exactly what it should be. So maybe it's a picture of how you look today. Maybe it's a picture of how you were when you were four. Maybe it's a picture of how you were in your 20s. Maybe you are in your 20s. So again, whatever picture of you comes to mind, that's the picture you want to hold to. And just breathe into it. And just give it out with a sigh. Just being right here. Now I want you to repeat after me, and you can say this aloud or you can say it silently. It's totally up to you and how your comfort is. So repeat, please. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe and at peace. May I be well in body and mind. And may I be at ease and happy and hopeful. So we're going to repeat those again. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe and at peace. May I be well in body and mind. And may I be at ease and happy and hopeful. And now I want you to move on to your family or a friend, to someone else that's important to you. It might be someone that's struggling. It might be someone that isn't. It's just someone you want to send some loving kindness to. So again, picture them in your mind's eye and repeat after me. May I be filled with loving kindness. Sorry, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and at peace. May you be well in body and mind. And may you be at ease and happy and hopeful. Now I want you to move on to our state. And I want you to think of our state and the leaders of our state. We're going to send them some loving kindness. So again, picture in your mind's eye whatever that looks like to you. Maybe it's elected officials, maybe it's the state of Iowa, maybe it's the citizens of the state of Iowa, whatever you want to envision. Who do you want to send some loving kindness to? And again, just repeat, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and at peace. May you be well in body and mind. And may you be at ease and happy and hopeful. And again, just take a nice breath in and out, sending all that loveness, loving kindness to our state, for our state leaders, for our citizens. Now I want us to move on to our nation. And again, I want you to picture our nation, however that picture is for you, whether it's our country, whether again it's our citizens, whether again it's our elected officials, whoever it is, candidates, whoever it is that you feel could use some loving kindness right this moment. That's who I want you to picture. Look at that picture in your mind eyes. And again, breathe into it and release it. And do that one more time. A nice calming breath in and release it. And again, repeat, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and at peace. May you be well in your body and mind. And may you be at ease and happy and hopeful. And we're going to repeat that one more time. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and at peace. May you be well in your body and mind. And may you be at ease and happy and hopeful. And again, just take a breath in. And release it, thinking of all that you've sent loving kindness to so far. And finally, I want us to move on to our planet, to our beautiful planet Earth, to this beautiful ball of green and blue. And I want you again to picture in your mind's eye, what does that look like to you? What do you think we could send some loving kindness to? In our earth? Is it to the other nations? Is it to our oceans? Is it to our, what is it? Whatever it is for you, picture that in your mind's eye. What of the earth, what of our planet do you think could use some loving kindness? And again, repeat after me. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and at peace. May you be well in your body and mind. And may you be at ease and happy and hopeful. And so one last time, for everyone you've envisioned in our practice today, I want you to repeat, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe and at peace. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and happy and hopeful. So just take a couple more deep breaths in. Release them out. And one more time, take the nice deep cleansing breath in. And release it out. And just notice, hopefully, you feel a little bit calmer, a little bit more peaceful for yourself and for our world. So thank you for being here today. I appreciate you taking your time. Remember that you always have the opportunity to ground yourself and to center yourself by simply taking some breaths.